This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So Hayes calls me for like the, you know, gazillionth time in like an hour. And I answer the phone and I can hear in his voice, he's pressed. Like, he is pressed. And I'm going, Hayes, what's going on? Like, what's this really about? You keep calling me with these little like questions. And finally he spits it out and he goes, hey, is the Transformers real?
Oh.
Which
he's been holding it in.
This again, right? So I go, no, Hayes, they're not real. And he goes, really? And I was like, yes, really. And he goes, okay, because the news said that Omicron is coming to get me.
Oh, bless.
And I can see it all then, right? Like, yeah. Oh, this why this dude is pressed. Like, I immediately know he thinks that Omicron is one of the Decepticons.
Yeah.
Which would make sense in a way. I mean, Megatron is their leader, and it does sound like that. And so this guy, and as I'm working back, I go, this guy hasn't slept in a week. Because every time he starts to drift off, he sees an evil transforming truck named Omicron driving through his bedroom wall and beating him up, kicking in effect his little Happy Meal ass all up and down Main Street for the whole world to see. And I, at this point I stop being mad, because you do sometimes you get frustrated and I should say because I don't want to put this, it's my journey. I don't want to endow you with this, but
right.
I do forget to take a step back and check in on what Hayes's journey has been. This guy's fucking terrified.
Wow.
That Omicron is going to kick his Happy Meal ass up and down Main Street.
And that's his experience. And we shouldn't.
And that's
like,
his lived experience.
It. Yeah.
And the fact that it's stupid and for babies should not in any way diminish.
No.
The very real feelings that he has.
Yes. Just like I'm not going to diminish you for saying Omicron when it's not Omicron.
I'm saying Omicron. What Hayes said to me.
Okay. I just wasn't sure.
And I
didn't want you to. Okay. Okay. That's good to know.
You know, and at the time, to me, it did not feel constructive.
Okay, I get
to correct him. Because I was coming from a place of love.
Understood.
Leading with empathy.
Got it.
Okay. I was, have you seen Ted Lasso?
Yeah, it's a hard comedy.
Ted Lasso says some stuff about kindness that we would do well to keep in mind.
The title character or the other characters? I guess which one should I zero in on in terms of trying to find quotes online?
If a character's talking, so for me, number one's going to be Ted.
Okay.
If Ted said it, there's a reason. Coach Beard.
Number two is Coach Beard.
Coach Beard for me.
Man of few
words. Sometimes, and people are going to be upset. Sometimes can be even more wise than Ted.
Ah, because he chooses his words very carefully.
It's so powerful sometimes to not speak. And I've been doing this on the podcast. I don't talk very much on the podcast anymore.
Because that is surprising.
Is it? I want it to have an impact when I when I really decide to unload. And so really, for the most part, I've been laying back in the cut and just letting the show come to me.
I had a roommate who I really watched guys gravitate towards her. And when she was around guys, she would speak softly so that they would lean in.
Come in closer.
Come in closer. Can hear her.
She would speak softly, but she would say the most vile, disgusting filth you've ever heard. And it was some of this. It was, come here, but stand back.
Oh,
I know that technique, but that's not one that Ted uses. But anyway, for me, it's Ted Lasso, it's Beard. And then I don't know if there's anyone else on the show.
Oh, there definitely are more. It's an ensemble. I think two other people won Emmy Awards, in fact.
I haven't seen all of it.
Oh.
But those are the main. I've really only seen, I guess there's other people on the plane. I've only watched the first scene where they're like on the plane flying to France.
Oh, no, England. So
I want to say France.
You just want me to watch that scene to learn from that?
If you want. I mean, I try not to like force anything on anyone. But what happened was, it was a great opportunity for me, hearing that Hayes was so upset and so scared. I said, hey, pal, why don't you take the day off tomorrow? We don't have to do an episode.
Oh, wow.
And the reason for that is, I knew that I was bringing in the expert.
Oh, wow. Oh, me. Yeah. Oh, I just assumed I was filling in for Hayes like I normally do.
No. You're filling in Hayes' stocking for Hayes, because what we're going to do, and Kevin, just if you want to make a note, I just started recording. My recorder was armed and I was getting the bar, but I was not actually recording.
Okay.
So if you want to make a note of that.
Recording 6 minutes in. Got it.
So
I'm gonna note that too.
Write down,
I'm gonna write it down.
Off, thank you.
I'm also gonna write it down just for my diary.
If everybody wants to write down, started recording, and I had hit the button, and I thought I hit it again. And
you
what?
Did that
and what
double
it turned
touch.
Out. But the truth is, I didn't want Hayes here because I want to really. He's had a tough year. I want to really blow him away this holiday season.
Okay.
And I need to buy him something that's going to make him forget about some of the bullshit. And who better? Because I wanted to talk to you anyway, Kulop, because.
Do we have to bury another hatchet? I thought we were over it. I thought
you've started another
we
podcast.
Mended what, our fences.
When we mended when you wouldn't let me into the theater. When you refused to let me into the UCB theater.
When I was doing my job.
When I said,
following directions.
I don't know if it matters, but I'm like a teacher and a performer at the theater, and you said it doesn't matter. At any rate, you've started another podcast, and it's so interesting to me. I'm still doing the first one I did. Oh, no, the second one. But the first one I did was fake. But
you're a man of commitment.
You're
a man of your word.
You do Who Charted.
I did it, yes.
You see the mountaintop. See Naples, then die, Italians used to say.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because there's nothing left to see.
Okay.
And you do that and you hang it up and you say, I've done that. I put that behind me. But the siren song of the podcast, yes?
Yes.
It keeps summoning us back.
And here I am.
What is it? What is it that's so irresistible about this beautiful game
for connection, of speaking unfettered by many people, of just having to be on social media to promote it? It is truly alluring. It is, only people who know, Sean.
It's hard to describe, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But all the same, I'm asking you to.
Okay. Okay. Fair.
Talk about your new podcast.
I will. I will tell you.
What is that? What's going on there?
I'm doing a new podcast with Suchin Pak of MTV fame. You might recall her from your youth. From MTV, music television. She mm-hmm. did the news. She did TRL. She was in she was the voice of Cribs. Did you know that?
Uh-huh. So when we're going to see what's in Ludacris's refrigerator, Suchin is telling us.
That's right. Mariah Carey in her bathtub.
When we go to TJ Lavin's Vegas compound, and he jokingly says that his girlfriend is Jennifer Love Hewitt, and he says she's usually asleep in the bed here. When we see these things,
we hear Suchin,
and now we hear Suchin
on Add to Cart
on the show on Add to Cart
on the Lemonada Network. It's a weekly
show. Add to Shopping Cart.
But it's not just, Sean, it's not just objects. It's also, it could be ideas. And not mm-hmm. only is it adding to cart, but sometimes I got to remove things from cart, Sean. I got to get things out. Maybe I got to remove people from cart, Sean.
That is lifting a weight off, huh? When you finally decide to remove people from cart. And this is just an example. If Chef Kevin. mm-hmm. If I was able to go over next to the little number of Chef Kevins in my cart and edit the number from 1 to 0 and refresh the page and his Zoom square would zoop.
Yeah.
Think about how much relief you would feel.
Mm. Is that I would feel or is that how you would feel?
You know, I've done it again, haven't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've said you, mm-hmm. and it wasn't fair.
It wasn't for me. It was for you.
Kulop was the first one to hit +1 on Chef Kevin, actually. Fun little fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, she knows if you don't give Kevin a +1, he's going to be hitting on anything that walks.
Okay,
so
maybe
sure this guy shows up with some responsibility on his arm.
So that was a bit of so that's me being a good manager and being proactive.
That's right. But so you're taking things out of the cart, you're adding them to the shopping cart.
Yeah.
It's not just objects. Mm-mm. And
it's a
so
way.
So give me an example of like the weirdest for, I listen to the show, but for people who don't, what's like the weirdest, craziest thing that's ever like been in the cart?
Oh, I mean, you're an avid listener, clearly. So obviously we'll say it together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here it comes.
On three? You want to do it on three?
Yeah, on three.
Okay.
Yeah. One, two, three.
And I just am going to start recording now. Fuck pillow. It's porno stuff. I was going to say it was probably some porno stuff from one of the episodes where we were talking about that.
Yeah, the Dame Pillow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And so, yeah, explain this a little bit. So you fucked the pillow?
The pillow's involved in...
it's part of it.
In amorous play, yes.
But it's huge, yeah?
No. Sean, it's not huge.
The pillow's small?
It's small. It's like a little wedge. It's a little blue wedge. And if you're done using it for fucking, you mm-hmm. could put your laptop on it and just give your wrist a little break.
But it's
as
just
you're
somewhere
typing
for me.
In bed.
Yeah, but it's mm-hmm. just somewhere for me to put my chin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to send you a link? I actually think I have a code. Add to cart.
I don't
10%
know.
10% off. Well, just
sometimes
see it.
My mom
it's
checks
Navy.
My email and stuff.
That's weird, Sean. You're an adult. You know, like aphorisms that like see Naples then die. Like, mm-hmm. Why does your mom have access to your email?
Well, she taught me the aphorism. Not quite fair to borrow from my email after that. Here, I've been able to use it on a show.
Okay. It was
but
just
yeah,
the one?
I just can't get the one aphorism. There was another one, but it was like more of a limerick. And honestly, I'd rather not say it. It's fallen out of fashion.
But I just brought up Fuck Pillow. Is that, wouldn't that be on theme?
Yeah, this one was like,
okay,
I don't know. It felt like it had like implications that I just don't really want to get into.
I understand. I understand. You're Irish though, right? Clement?
Yeah, I am.
And do you have a family tartan?
I don't know the one for my last name. I know my
clan?
My mom's family is the O'Briens, so that's got that like lion, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So that is cool. do you are you a tartan enthusiast?
I enjoy a plaid. Add to cart tartans, add to cart plaids, add to cart the Irish
add to
people.
Carton. At the carton. Yeah. My name is Scots Irish, which I don't even know what that is really.
Really?
It's like some weird other thing. Yeah.
Well,
before we get into, and so obviously your podcast partner is not here either. And would you like to kind of,
yeah,
The two of us perhaps could collaborate on finding a gift maybe that works for both of them. I mean, they're never going to compare notes. They don't know each other.
Yeah. Like, so
maybe
why
we
waste
find
time?
Something good. And they're kind of the same, those two.
Yeah. I mean, right away, height, same.
Oh, that reminds me, actually, Kevin, can you put in me saying Omicron?
Yeah.
So, Scotch Irish or Scots Irish Americans are descendants of Ulster Protestants who immigrated from Ulster in Northern Ireland to America and whose ancestors had originally migrated mainly from the Scottish lowlands. Interesting stuff. And this will make for a good piece of the podcast. This will be a good zone for everyone.
Yeah. And I think this is cool. Like that, like people have been with you for years and now they know a little more about Sean.
Yeah. And now they have like, and some of them probably share a similar background.
Oh, wow.
I think we do have some white listeners. And I would be shocked if they go, hey, that's like me.
What about in the new year? All you, Hayes, Chef Kevin, all of your listeners do a 23andMe or an Ancestry.com and like see if you guys are related. Wouldn't
I mean,
that be interesting?
It does sound interesting. I don't have enough spit.
Oh, I forgot. Your what is your condition again? I forget.
I just
thirsty.
Dried and thirsty.
Yeah, thirsty or just parched. Yeah, I'm thirsty as hell. I started out being really thirsty online and then it turned into me being really thirsty in real life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm not able to do the test.
A cautionary tale then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you comment stunning on too many women's photos, your saliva glands just shrivel up and close.
And you don't, and no amount of water that you drink can refill them, those stores, those wells.
No, nothing,
are dried.
No. I can't
powdered.
Even feel the water at all. I mean, I guess it's good for other parts of my body, but in terms of
I
my
guess.
Mouth, like it's
you
totally
know, I think I feel like between one and two times I ran into you at Equinox, the gym, and I just do not sweat anymore. I know you're a man of machines. I'm looking behind you like this. I know you like lift
weights.
I've
got a machine, and this is interesting because not everyone talks about my exercise machine in the Zoom background, but someone who wanted to talk about it a lot was Mr. Scott Ackerman. And he really wanted to talk about the machine.
Yeah. And did you guys come to something interesting?
Yeah, I guess the interesting thing for me was he was really nasty about it.
But Sean, was that a surprise? Sean.
You know him better than me.
No, Sean, you know him pretty well, right? Like you, if like a tiger, right?
If
you
that's
expect
true,
a tiger.
That's scary.
Yeah, a tiger is going to act like a tiger. You know what Scott is.
Mm-hmm.
And you invited him in. That's on mm-hmm. you. And I guess I am victim blaming. And I'm going to get a lot of shit for this. I know. I know it.
What should I do next time for him? Like, I feel like if I hang like a shower curtain or something in front of it, that's just going to be a whole new issue that he has with the
that's
background.
That's tough. Yeah. Maybe if you're on it, that way he can't see you. He can't see it. So if you're on it, right?
That's cool. But again, like I don't make spit. So like my mouth already is pretty dry when I'm doing this. And if I start perspiring and all that, like it's going to be a lot of like, no matter what, I become a target.
That's tough for podcasting. Yeah, that's really tough for podcasting.
It's just all like, I just am opening up all these avenues for him to get in there with his stiletto blade. I don't even feel it enter. I just look down and suddenly I'm gut struck and bleeding.
Yeah, Harikari style.
Why is that? Whose blood is this on my hand?
Your own. It's your own. Oof. Okay, so you don't want to do the 23andMe. Is that a good gift for Hayes? Does he want to know if he's related to any sex criminals or, you know, like that is also not only can you know about your heritage, but you can know about your family.
He's expressed some discomfort with being located by his children.
Oh.
I guess there was a period of time where Hayes was donating a lot of semen.
Oh.
Like a lot.
Mm. Okay. Like, times were tough. They were lean and he had to do what he had to do.
He told me he did not accept a dime, but that he had different like fake, because I think there's a limit to how much you're allowed to do. And he had like different passports and identities made up so that he
just
could go.
For this?
Yeah.
Wow. So it was a pure donation.
Yes, it was entirely charitable from my understanding. What he had said to me about it was, hey, I'm going to be doing that anyway. Somebody ought to get something out of it.
Waste not, want not.
He had some biblical verses that he would quote to me about it. Of like,
I was wondering, is there any ego involved? Is there any, like, let me just spread it out?
I don't know. I mean, you would think he would probably want to see the kind of fruits of his labor. But what he's saying is he's a little bit against 23andMe because he's afraid that they're going to sniff him out.
Because he's a Johnny Appleseed.
Get a piece of what he's got going on.
Oh, so, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my birth dad was worried about, too. So, OK, I can relate in a way that is not painful at all.
OK, so it's obviously good that I brought this up.
Like,
it's proven to be a rich avenue for comedy. And
yes,
I gotta say,
yes,
I'm feeling as comfortable as ever podcasting.
We are dear friends who text at least once a year, mm-hmm, if not less. And yeah, I think it's good. Like, this is how we're catching up, and I am happy to help. And yeah, find Hayes, and you're going to help me find Sujin, the perfect gift.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription and the other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So, Kevin, did you pull up any of those tabs that I had of just things that I think might be good for Hayes? So, 23andMe also, like, I think if I sent it to him, Hayes would go, I gotta take a test?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, to him, I think unless you give him an object he can hold in his hand, it's not a good gift. Even something experiential, like shoot the freak at Coney Island.
Had you gifted that before and that was bad? Because it's bad?
I didn't.
You've heard of people doing that?
You know, it was just on one of these lists of like, great gifts.
Oh my God.
It was great gifts for grandma.
I bet it was Goop.
It was a Goop great gifts for grandma thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was this game where you shoot paintballs at somebody in a suit. And I thought, like, well, parts of this I think are very much in keeping with like Hayes and his philosophies. But it also feels to him, I think, like you're giving him homework. So
okay,
I found some more like objects that we could do, and maybe you could help me go over them. We could talk about some of the strengths and weaknesses.
Okay. What I'm looking at is a personalized 11.5-inch dark assassin medieval dagger sword fantasy steel blade with a scabbard sheath. It's a gift for him. a boyfriend, a husband. And again, it's custom engraved for only $59.99. It's a bestseller on Etsy.
For him, boyfriend, husband, custom engraved. Now, I have two problems with this.
Okay.
Can't it just be for him because we're friends? And number two, only guys like personalized 11.5-inch dark assassin medieval dagger sword fantasy steel blades scabbard sheath gifts?
Not in 2021 into 2022, people. Get modern.
So this thing's, it's on sale. We're saving $20. So in a way, we're 23%. Losing money if we don't buy it.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's the gift good. Or not, we're going to need to.
Now, I do feel this is what something my mom told me, that it's not good to gift knives because it you could possibly be using the tool to sever a relationship, a symbolic severing. So I'm just going to put that out there. Think about it.
What if you want to do that?
Okay. Taking it in what you're saying. I'm seeing your words and I'm also seeing around your words, Sean.
Now, the inscription on this one says Lord Brian. I personally don't see any reason to change that.
Oh, you don't want it personalized.
Well,
you want it's like, but isn't that like, hey, here's a picture frame. Keep that fake family in the picture frame, please.
So if you read the description of the item, it says that the text says Lord Byron. But when you look at the blade, it pretty clearly says Lord Brian.
Okay.
Which I don't know where the miscommunication happened. But I think Hayes would prefer this one, especially because when we talk about when he takes the one test that he does like to take, which is which Family Guy character are you? He said that no matter what answers he puts in, he gets Brian.
Oh, wow. That's accurate.
And
then
he's tried every combination and that he gets Brian.
Okay. So then he would receive the blade ceremoniously, of course. You wouldn't just wrap it. You would bestow it upon him. There would be heralds. And he would pull it out and he'd see Lord Brian and he'd automatically know this is
personalized for me.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm Lord Brian.
Okay. Okay.
So this is a definite option for me.
Okay. Let's put this in the maybe pile. I want to see your selects.
For Suchin?
Suchin. Interesting. Oh, wait. Sorry.
Could this be for her?
Maybe, and what I'm looking at now, also personalized, is a bat, twin blade knife pocket knives, men, man, husband, dad, boyfriend, gift for him, comics, cosplay, dark black, custom engraved for $69.99.
This is...
Wow.
It's the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Everyone's aware Batman Returns is a Christmas movie. It's canon, people.
If there's a tree and there are lights on the tree, it's canon.
In terms of the two, I think, figures that do influence Hayes the most, it's probably Brian from Family Guy. And the Batman dude.
Of the same cloth. I get it.
Yeah. Because he's always talking about kicking people's asses and how he doesn't even need a gun because he's so good at kicking ass. And he's obviously really into his car. You've seen his car lately?
Oh, I haven't seen it. What is it?
It's a black Honda Civic.
Oh.
But he calls it the Batmobile, but I think he means Batmobile. I know he reads the comics. I don't think he's ever heard anyone. It's kind of an Omnicron situation. I don't think he's heard anyone say it aloud.
He
calls it the Batmobile. But it's
is it souped
pretty
up?
Sweet.
Does it have a spoiler?
There's soup in there. There's soup in there. There's some of the cans are empty. Some of them don't have labels, but it's definitely there's a. I can't believe you guessed that. There is a ton of soup in the car. It's probably, I would guess just from sight, like a 1991 kind of vintage.
Okay. I'm sorry, Sean. I got to swing back to the soup. Is it like in a bunch of kettles? Is he serving soup from the back seat?
Any one specific container. He's pretty versatile in terms of how he's storing the soup. There's some that looks to be homemade. There's some like soup cocktails where he's been telling me that he's been experimenting with like mixing like a minestrone and a chicken noodle.
Italian, okay, that's better. That's better
an
than
Italian
what I
wedding soup and like some Di Serrano.
Okay,
on the
I thought you meant on the rocks. Oh dear. I thought you meant like, oh, he's doing New England clam chowder with, you know, vodka. I thought that's what you meant. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so the second one I said was more like that.
But was just adding ice to it.
But there's unopened cans, there's open cans, there's Tupperwares, there's underwears. I mean, there's a lot of different stuff that's holding soup. So so it is definitely a souped up civvy.
I like the other knife better than this.
Better than this.
This
it's a little on the nose. It's a little on the nose. And honestly, if he wanted this, he would have bought this for himself.
I was going to say.
That can be a secret to gift shopping, huh? Is getting something that someone would like, will want, but that they wouldn't necessarily purchase on their own.
That's what makes it hard. That's why I'm hard to shop for.
And this one's a little more expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. $10.
I don't mind saving. You know what I mean? I'm saving more doing the other one.
Yeah,
it says Bruce on it. I can't really see my way to getting him a knife that says Bruce.
But again, you could have his name be on it. It doesn't have to. You don't have to stick with Bruce.
So it's a Bruce Hayes.
Okay. Yeah, I could say that.
Now, this next one, I think, is probably going to be better.
Uh-huh. You're talking about the seller. Five stars, by the way. Leather Bond 1 is selling real genuine cowhide leather flogger, 9 braided falls, heavy roses, and steel studs, Cat 09 tails. So this is a flogger, and at the very end of it, there are steel studs. You can't see them because they're covered by rose petals. This is truly a thorny situation.
So here's part of why I love this one for Hayes and probably for
Suchin.
You to give to Suchin as well.
Okay.
You made that great point that giving someone a blade can be symbolically severing the relationship, which I'm not ready to do yet.
Okay.
But
yet, interesting.
But the relationship... has been very, very naughty. And perhaps, although it doesn't deserve to be severed, it is a relationship that needs something of a spanking.
Okay, sorry. I was drinking something and it got caught in my throat. So
I don't have that problem.
Right, you're dry. You're thirsty.
Well, I drink it. It actually gets absorbed into my tongue and then it just kind of like enters my body that way.
That's fascinating.
It's fine.
Have scientists studied you?
If I take a really big sip of Gatorade, my tongue gets too big for my mouth.
Oh my God. I didn't think about that. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was making light of it.
No, honestly, it's like we all joke around about this stuff. I accidentally invoked an insanely traumatic experience you had making a documentary about, you know, reuniting with your birth father. And then you now have said something about my tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe.
So who's to say, Sean, who, on the scale, like who's more wrong?
And, you know. I would offer that maybe I should add to cart this real genuine cowhide leather flogger 9 braided falls, heavy rose and steel studs, cat 09 tails for myself. I mean, because maybe some, I need to self-flagellate.
Some self-flagellation,
yeah.
Right?
Yep,
like maybe. The scary monk in the Da Vinci Code.
That is exactly what I was thinking about.
Isn't that what Sean! We picture? Isn't that what we picture when we talk about yes! self-flagellation?
Is an albino monk.
It's the scary monk.
Yes,
so mean.
Opus Dei.
And he would, and boy, he dished it out, but he certainly took it as well from himself because he was giving himself a big, nice whack.
Yeah, a true Virgo. Anyways, so. Yeah, this is interesting. It's I don't know. How do you wrap it? What
Kevin,
do you say
you
after they open it?
Can you scroll down a little bit on the description? Because maybe we'll get more clues here.
Okay.
No artificial and no split leather. Thank you. Rust-free steel studs are attached carefully.
Okay.
9 inches long handle, real leather braiding. It's a fully balanced flogger. That's probably what I lead with when they open it.
You just scream fully balanced flogger?
Fully balanced flogger!
Okay. Okay.
I say, hey,
wait,
it's about 400
on.
Grams.
Totally handmade in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Totally. Oh, totally. because if I know Hayes can open it, go, was this handmade in Pakistan? And I'll go, dude, totally.
Hayes. Totally.
It's 400 grams. You have to subtract, of course, the 21 grams, which is your soul leaving your body. We all experience it at death.
Yeah, it's coming for us. No, it is good that they note in parentheses, it is heavy and not a toy.
So I did, you know, I glanced as you were speaking over at some of the reviews. I haven't seen any of these. When I first saw present and 14 years, I got really nervous.
I understand that.
I got really,
I understand
really nervous.
That. Yep.
But it actually was an anniversary present for this person's wife of 14 years. And she was so excited and happy she had her girlfriend bend over right there on the spot and take a lashing. So that's also something I might say.
A sight to behold. Oh wow, God, you know, no shade. Yes, okay.
And I am now the bedroom hero, says one. That's
okay.
That sounds appealing.
And but
Sean, rather than just, the bedroom zero.
Yeah, but Sean, I felt like you were a little prudish when I brought up the sex pillow.
I just didn't understand it. How am I gonna flog myself with a pillow? It's so soft.
Okay, now I understand context. Now, okay, I get it.
So my mom sees that in my email,
and she's like, "I didn't raise him
you
that
coward.
Way."
Nice pillow, coward.
That's not the Scott Irish way.
I hope that's a gift for Hayes, because if you're using it, I'm very disappointed.
Okay. What other items?
Should we skip to last?
Oh, and also, guys, I'm so sorry, but Naomi Scott's going to be here in like 10. Can we end in 5?
Yes. Give her my love.
I know. I will. Okay. I got to tell her.
Talk about getting rad.
Okay, hold on. I just want to... The last item was $39.99,
$29.99?
Uh-huh. Okay. So I thought we were trending that way. The first item was... Okay. So what I'm looking at right now...
This is a save mode. This is if I really need to save this thing with Hayes, at which I can't get a clear read on it yet, how much work I need to do, what I'm owed, you know, but...
This is from the site Tanks A Lot.
Mm-hmm.
Tank... driving experiences.
It's for us, it's a little nod to our first podcast. We did this Tanks But No Tanks segment that people really liked. One
okay.
person. It was
okay.
me. but So this is a tank. Now, I said he is pretty proud of his Civic, but I happen to know that it doesn't run. And I, whenever I go to his place or anything, he'll be like, oh, I just got back from the fastest drive. And I'll say like, oh, that's awesome. He'll go, oh, I was screaming, man. It was awesome. And I go, okay. And I think part of it is that it is, there is soup in the gas tank.
Oh, that, did you put it there?
No, no.
It just,
as far as
there.
I know, it was there. I think it actually seeped in from just so much had been like poured on the seats and stuff that it kind of got into the gears. But
oh my goodness, is it maybe Sean gifting the, we should, we're in the wrong area of gifting for Hayes, if that's,
but isn't
the
this the right area, because this is now something that he can drive. This is a CVRT Spartan Vinno SPA 17 31,000 plus VAT. So this is a tank. This is a very tidy XRAF Royal Air Force bomb disposal vehicle. Drives really well, smooth through the gears, fitted with the later Cummins turbo diesel. Bags of power on this baby, and it's a real pleasure to cruise in. Now, it does have 2,000 miles on the old clock, which
less
to
than
me,
less than Sean,
yeah, less than. But I called the guy, and it seems like by saying less than, it's one less than.
Okay, 19.
So by the time I get it home and give it to Hayes, I'm gonna have to admit,
wait,
this puppy's
on.
Got 2,000 miles.
No. These are tank driving experiences. This isn't for sale, is it?
My idea is that I buy the experience and then I just keep on driving until I get to Hayes's house. And I can't imagine who's gonna stop me. I'm in a fucking tank.
Sean, I don't know. I don't want to be negative. I just feel like you could get in a lot of trouble.
You're thinking more Cat of Nine Tails with the roses? Ah, geez, I thought you were going to like this one more.
I'm worried that like LAPD is going to come down on you.
Mm-hmm.
The force,
and what are they going to do to me?
They're going to bring out their tank.
Okay, that's not fair. Come on.
And they have more than just a tank. They have like their helicopters. They've got, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like it's more trouble than it's worth. And like, and then in the end, Hay still has a souped up car and you're in jail.
So what were you going to say when I so rudely interrupted you that we were going in the wrong direction gift wise? Like, what is your idea?
Well, I
more
just,
soup. I don't think he needs it.
Well, if you were going to give him a tank, then why don't you just, like, you're doing really well. Why don't you just buy him, like, a nice car that doesn't have soup in it?
You think I'm doing really well?
Yeah, like, look at your haircut. Like, if you weren't doing well, you wouldn't not only just cut from the sides, you would have taken a little bit off the top, but you've kept it long because that's your BDE coming through your head.
Mm-hmm. Big depression energy.
Yeah. And you know, it's like, all, you know, jokes aside about Aukerman making fun of your machine, but like, yeah, that machine behind you ain't cheap.
No, it's true.
You didn't buy it used, did you?
It was new. I mean, I got the like most basic model. There were like two more expensive ones, but I don't need all those bells and whistles.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, just thinking.
Hearing you say that I'm doing really well, actually, like, it kind of means a lot, even though it's stupid, I guess. So, like, do you think I did a really good job with the episode? Like, what do you think you're going to buy for Suchin? We didn't get to look at the Loki knives, but does she like Loki?
Like, the character, the Norse god, Loki, the god of mischief?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm Loki obsessed.
It's never come up. I mean, oh.
What better way to bring it up?
Loki daggers from the Disney Plus series. It's a replica, you know, for cosplay TV show. It's 3D printed. Oh, dear. TVA versions, Marvel prop. Sylvie, you recall. Spoiler if you don't. Haven't seen it.
I think what one thing you could get her if you don't want to get these blades is a shirt that says, "Are you a Hiddlestan? I'm Loki obsessed."
Wait. Do you guys have merch? Do you guys have a Teespring? That's so good. Maybe that's how you raise money to get Hayes a 1992 Civic, is that you sell those t-shirts and it benefits Hayes.
I don't know, a 92 Civic. I mean, he would be embarrassed to drive something like that. He doesn't give a fuck about status. I think he'd feel that it's pretty gauche.
Too bougie?
Yeah.
So, okay, what about
it's
a 90?
Shoo-y.
What about a 90 Civic? Again, no soup in it.
What?
No soup in it.
Of course it's not going to have soup in it when I buy it.
No,
then Hayes would have nothing
stop
to do.
Adding soup into his car.
I'm not putting soup in Hayes' car. I maybe I put a little bit, but only because it was so clearly of interest to him.
But that's enabling.
You want to keep soup out of Hayes' car. This, you're the one who told me that, you know, a tiger is going to do what it does. Like, you don't put raw meat in front of a tiger. You don't put a car in front of Hayes unless you want that thing to get souped up.
Okay. I think of all of the things that we've looked at, I think it is the roses. It's the rose flogger. It's totally made in Pakistan. We always want to support BIPOC, and we want to be mindful of where we buy things, and it's not coming from a big box store or Amazon. And it's, you know, roses are beautiful, and in this case, painful.
Okay, Kevin, add it to shopping cart.
Now, my podcast is Add to Cart, just so people understand. It's Add to Cart with Such and Puck and Cool Outfield.
At.
Stock. Add to cart, not at to cart.
Add to cart.
That's right. Not two carts, though.
It's one cart. It's the number two. And it is a shopping cart. I just think people are going to get confused. Toothpaste out of the tube a little bit in terms of like your name for it. But I do think so that they know what they're getting. Like it's like, it's a shopping cart.
Okay.
Bye.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan purchase an NBA Top Shot starter pack. The boys discuss Succession, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Kulop, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.